I'm Jim Burris.
And I'm Rose Scott. The Atlanta University Center and the Atlanta Police Department are partnering on a safety initiative for the West Side community. Now, this announcement came during a press conference this morning at the AUC, which is made up of Clark Atlanta University, Spelman, Morehouse College, and the Morehouse School of Medicine. As part of the new safety measures, 35 surveillance cameras will be installed and 5 license plate readers around the AUC. Well, join us now to tell us more about that announcement is our own from the WAB newsroom, Tasneem Shama, who was at today's press conference. Tasneem, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you. So there was Mayor Kasim Reed and then obviously all of the university presidents from the AUC and then the Atlanta Police Foundation.
Okay. Well, let's back up a little bit because the focus of this morning's presser was safety. So there's a reason for that. But these safety measures, is it coming at a time? Do you know if there was something, some other incident that might have spurred this? There have been a lot of incidents over the years. But do you know if now is the time because of another incident that happened? Did they talk about that?
No, but what they did talk about was that now is the time that they had funding. So they raised the $700,000 that they needed. So $400,000 came from the four institutions, and then the city of Atlanta pitched in $300,000.
And in terms of safety measures, we mentioned it coming into this, there were surveillance cameras. What exactly are we talking about here?
Yeah, so there's 40 surveillance cameras total. So 35 of those are the actual surveillance cameras. These are pan, tilt, and zoom cameras. They spin 360 degrees. So and they're connected to the city of Atlanta's Video Integration Center in downtown Atlanta. And then you also have 5 surveillance cameras that are also that function as license plate readers. And so these are stationary. They don't spin 360 degrees, but they'll be scanning the license plates going in and out of key intersections.
And in addition to that, you know, this was kind of coined as being not just for the AUC, but for the entire West Side community. And of course, the West Side is much bigger than just the college campuses. But with the focus today on the AUC, do you get the sense that this is kind of for the whole area, for the whole neighborhood?
Yeah, it's so it's part of the West Side initiative, and obviously the AUC falls under that. But the cameras are stationed at these universities. They're for the students, and also something that has come up recently is the discussion of like gun violence on these campuses. And I spoke to Dave Wilkinson with the Atlanta Police Foundation, and he was talking about how they are actually working on technology and installing technology called ShotSpotters over the next year.
Devices that will basically detect gunshots, that will also help us triangulate the location of where the gunshot took place. But until those are in place, the cameras and the license plate readers will tell us all, because typically when gunshots go off, we are notified through a 911 call.
Some remarkable technology there. And what do students have to say about this, Tasneem?
So they're excited. I mean, most of the students I spoke to said they already feel safe, but this is just an added benefit, as Taylor Harrell told me.
We do have a sense of safety here, especially at Spelman, living inside the gates. But adding the cameras, I think, is just an added benefit for the crimes that do happen. You know, maybe that is caught on camera versus, you know, if a patrol officer wasn't around.
And so she says she always sees, like, APD officers patrolling the area. And then there's also, like, if you're at Clark, you'll see Morehouse patrol officers, and they collaborate with each other. But this is just, like she said, an added benefit.
Just name with these surveillance cameras, and there's 35 within the program, do we know when they will be installed?
So they are actually already on campus, mm-hmm. and installed. Today was just the official launch, but the goal is eventually throughout the city of Atlanta to go from 7,500 cameras to 10,000 cameras. And also just wanted to mention that, so this isn't unique to AUC, but also Georgia State, Georgia Tech, they're connected to the Video Integration Center that the city has.
So even with having 10,000 cameras total when this is all done, but did they talk at all about maybe having physically just more officers patrolling the area? I mean, cameras are nice, but...
Yeah, I mean, Mayor Reed was talking about how they've actually stepped up patrol officers and, like, throughout the West Side, entirely, but the technology is what's going to help them move forward.
And when you talk about so many different jurisdictions, I mean, police departments, and they all have to work together, was there any kind of mention of not stepping on toes or making sure that everyone is fully integrated through this whole process?
I mean, it seemed like they would be collaborating. The Atlanta Police Foundation said that this wouldn't work if they didn't collaborate because there are so many parties involved. But it all comes together at the Video Integration Center in downtown Atlanta, so they will be acting as the main hub.
And when you start adding cameras and land, really, to watch over to that center, do they need to beef up staffing, for example, to be able to accommodate? Did they talk about that?
Well, I know the city of Atlanta is working on adding staff to its Video Integration Center, but as far as patrol officers on the university perspective, I'm not sure about that.
Just with APD, and they cover a lot, did anyone talk at all about how this will help them in terms of what they're trying to do, just which is obviously keep all of us safe, but for that area, did anyone talk about how the cameras help them to do their job better?
Well, so Dave Wilkinson, who I spoke about before, he was talking about how it helps them do their job faster, more efficiently, because they know exactly where a crime is happening. They have a record of it. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely trying to use technology to the greatest use.
All right, WABE's Tasneem Shama. We've been talking about a new partnership between the Atlanta University Center, the City of Atlanta Police Department, to increase safety on the campuses through a new surveillance camera program. Tasneem, thanks for coming up and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.